The Frontier of Human-Computer Interaction. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Some futurists and designers believe keyboards and mice are endangered devices to be replaced by interfaces that will allow users to control their computers in new ways. We've already seen a lot of that, of course, from touch screens to new technology that promises to enable computer control with pure thought. Lee Shoup is Executive Vice President at Cheskin, a consulting firm that helps tech companies innovate. Cheskin worked with Microsoft on its Surface project, which turns a tabletop into an interactive touch-controlled computer. I talked with Shoup at the South by Southwest Interactive Festival underway in Austin, Texas.
I don't think the keyboard and the mouse are necessarily outdated tools, but I think they're going to become more niche tools that are going to be more for work environments. Again, the keyboard kind of being from the metaphor of the typewriter and the mouse being a way to interact with work objects on a screen, those are really great if you're sitting at a desk and trying to do work in the conventional way people always sat at a desk and did work. But as people become increasingly mobile and computing gets integrated into more aspects of people's lives, then I think interfaces have to change to adapt to what people are doing when they're not sitting at a desk.
Anything really out there that you think, I mean, it's a difficult question to ask, anything we haven't thought of yet, but what are sort of the frontiers of interface?
Well, I'll take you to the final frontier of interface, if you like, and that is there's a group called the Extropians who believe that humans and machines will merge and become a suprahuman species at some point, that basically technology will become embedded in us and we will become something that is greater than the sum of humans and machines into some new form of being.
Extropians. Wow. What sort of short of that? Do you think, say, voice recognition, which has been sort of kludgy up until this point, what do you think about the future of voice recognition, or maybe just the future of beyond that point of sort of using our minds to directly control computers and devices?
So for the future of voice recognition, voice recognition is a really hard computing problem, and a lot of progress has been made. Most of the people that I talk to think we're about 70 or 80% of the way there, that voice recognition works for common words and common commands. So we see that increasingly in telephone interfaces and stuff that people interact with every day. The last 20% is really, really hard because people's vocabularies are really different. There's regional accents. There's a whole bunch of reasons why getting it all the way to 100% is really tough. So I think we'll see incremental progress there, but we'll probably never get all the way to perfect voice recognition until we just have unbelievable amounts of computing power that can be adapted to every possible way people could say a word or mean it. There's research underway where paraplegics are being taught to control computing interfaces with their minds, and the interfaces are hugely promising, so that people are actually able to move things on a computing screen by using their minds in a certain way. And it takes a lot of training, and it's hard, but it can be done. I think that's very promising for the future of technology.
Lee Shoup is an executive vice president at Silicon Valley consulting firm Cheskin. For more on the South by Southwest Interactive Festival, including a story on a mini-scandal over a speech by Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, visit my blog, Wavelength, which you can find at minnesotapublicradio.org. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.